you've probably tried posting about it to your Instagram stories. That is number one. You might have even posted it to your community if you've got one. We don't care if we get 100,000 downloads. If those people aren't the right kind of people, they're not your ideal clients. If we don't then have a way to convert them in some way to become leads, to get on your email list, and to become part of your ecosystem.
Hello and welcome to the Big Vision Business Owners podcast. This is the place for business owners that have a message that they want to share with the world. And we'll be talking on this podcast about how to get seen online, how to raise your visibility and actually get your message out there so that you can have that impact on the world. We are all about creating a true connection with your audience, building a community around your podcast, what you do, that feeds into your business, that can lead to growth, leads, and more sales. And finally, we're all about changing the world, changing the way the world thinks by helping you to share your message so you can have that impact, leave that lasting legacy, and be part of greater change in the future. And I'm your host, Chantel Dyson, who's here to do it with you along the way. I'll be sharing my expertise and experiences with being a big vision business owner, with being able to create content online the clever way, which means not having to spend hours on your phone. And together, we'll be looking at how we can raise your profile online to get your message seen and heard. And with that, let's get on with today's episode.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Big Vision Business Owners. And today we're going to be tackling that dilemma that you have if you have a podcast. And that is the dilemma of trying to get the podcast seen by more people. This is the essence of every podcaster's issues, right? Whether it's in business or not, but we're going to be talking from a business perspective, we want people to see our podcast. Now, there is a big difference between someone that is just a podcaster that is trying to build revenue through the download numbers of their podcast, and alongside that probably has a YouTube channel where the monetization's a bit stronger and you can actually make money from the ad revenue on YouTube, and then, of course, get your own sponsorships. You need to show a level of downloads, a level of listeners, committed people that are loyal to your brand and your podcast to generate that. In your business, it is not such a big pressure to get the big numbers. It's a little bit different because we don't care if we get 100,000 downloads if those people aren't the right kind of people. They're not your ideal clients. And even more importantly, we don't want them if we don't then have a way to convert them in some way to become leads, to get on your email list, and to become part of your ecosystem, joining your community, downloading freebies, whatever it might be. But whichever type of podcaster you are trying to get more people to see it. And a lot of people started a podcast to get seen online more. Now, a podcast is great. You know, recording one episode a week or however you choose to record it, batch recording, and then having all of that content to push out is miraculous. And sometimes once you've started the podcast, you realize how much work it is and go, how am I going to repurpose it? Or how do I keep all of this editing up and actually get it all pushed out? Because there's actually so much content and I'm not doing enough with it. I've got it all, but it's not actually being used. But there are ways to actually get more eyes on your podcast that don't just fall to social media. Of course, I'm going to talk a little bit about social media because it is a big section of it, but it's not the only way to get more eyes on your business, which will ultimately bring in more leads. Now, I can bet that any of you that are there as a business owner with a podcast have been looking at the downloads going, right, okay, well, you know, I'm consistently getting something in the tens, 20s, 30s, maybe even up to 100, but I quite like a few more downloads, even just double the amount, because if I could have double the amount, then I'd have double the amount of leads coming through. Now that I've thought about what freebies I've put there, what links I'm putting out, it would be great if I could actually increase that a little bit and get more people looking at my podcast. And from what I observe, I'm in a lot of groups, I speak to a lot of business owners, and I find that I know the kind of things that they're going to have tried, which you've probably tried posting about it to your Instagram stories. That is number one. Sharing that your episode's been released, showing that you've got a new episode out. Hey, look at this. It's on Spotify. Have a little listen. Great. You might have even posted it to your community if you've got one. Hey, got a podcast, just another one this week and it's on that. It's called this. Take a listen. Lovely. You might even have gone into some other groups and posted about it and read a few posts in those groups where people are like, I've tried to get my podcast seen, and I've inquired and said, well, what have you done to try and get it seen? And they've gone, oh, well, you know, post it to my socials, post it to my Facebook profile, and I've posted it in, you know, Facebook groups, podcasting Facebook groups, you know, here's my new podcast. The people promoting their podcasts in here's my podcast groups are people that have podcasts, not necessarily your ideal clients. So we need to be very clever about what we're doing to try and get eyes on your podcast. And there are two elements to this. There is the promotion side and the content side. And I'm going to be covering both of these in today's episode and go into the detail. I've touched on some, but let's really look at some of the methods that you can use to get your podcast seen by more people. When it comes to promotion, as I've already explained, a lot of people default to social media. It makes sense. It's free, it's quick and easy, and doesn't take a lot for us to put, most of the time, some sort of content together to get it out on social media. I've done the same and it does work. The Single Girl's Guide to Life, I can predominantly put down the success of that podcast being because of how well I took the content and repurposed it, or had someone do that for me at a certain time. There was a level I got to where I was doing some of it, the video side predominantly, while somebody else then made the carousels and took the blog post, took the episodes and turned them into something else. I started by doing that myself. And at a certain level, I went, I've got to get someone else to do that for me, which is why we now offer that as a service, both editing your podcast for you and doing some of the repurposing too, because it takes the bit away from what you want to do. But that is the way to do it. So sharing that you've got a new episode out is lovely, and that's nice to remind your followers, your loyal followers of the podcast and you, that you've got a new podcast out, but it's not going to necessarily activate people to go and listen. Because a title, unless it's very, very good, which, let's be honest, we can make the titles good. We can practice that and you'll know all about kind of clickbaity headlines. And you have to play a little bit about that. You don't have to go super baity, but you do want to instill the need for someone to go and listen. And that's what we need to convey when we're posting on social media. We need to either raise their curiosity in some way. We need to make them feel a particular way, which could be understood, heard, listened to, or you go the other route, which you'll know there's certain content creators out there, which is like anger and opposition. And that's where you get the opinionated pieces coming out. You just need to grab their attention. So you're not selling the whole podcast episode to them. You're giving them glimmers of little snippets that are going to grab their attention for a particular reason. That's the game we're in, attention grabbing at that point. There's a clever way to do that where you don't have to be posting everything all the time, and we can streamline that to be able to put a few videos out on Instagram, which repurpose onto Facebook, YouTube Shorts, TikTok, and then you've got blog posts, LinkedIn post, carousels on Instagram for a bit more of a kind of connection piece over the attention pieces. That's how to use social media correctly. But social media isn't the only thing you can do to get more people listening to your podcast. When I thought about putting this episode together, I was instantly drawn back to a book called Contagious, and it's nothing to do with viruses quite. The idea, obviously, the contagion is a knock-on effect, but it's the way to get more people talking about your podcast or your product, service, etc. And it comes back to some really basic principles like word of mouth. Podcasts, we know, actually succeed the most when people are recommended something. And the book in general backs that up. When somebody tells you to listen to someone, the same way you get a referral in a business, you are more inclined to use that person or to take up on that service or that product because, depending on who's told you, you're more likely to trust that person. It feels more authentic. It's more candid to get that referral and recommendation. And the same can be said for podcasts. So this is when it then comes into like the element of content, because we need to make sure our content is shareable and that it says something to people where they go, oh, like I hadn't seen it that way, or I hadn't thought about that. And when it came to the Single Girl's Guide to Life, people weren't used to, my understanding, weren't used to hearing someone talk positively about single life. And therefore, they would find it. And if they did have one other single friend, they might share it. I can say there weren't loads of shares to stories. And I think that's because the feeling of being single is a little bit personal. And it's so very difficult, therefore, to get people to share it on Instagram because they don't want to advertise that they're trying to deal with their singlehood. It's quite a private occasion. So unless they've got a friend that they're quite close to, whether they met through the Single Girls Club, etc., they might send it across. Have you listened to this episode? But I didn't really get the shares. Every now and then, admittedly, thank you to those that did that, if you're listening to this podcast, strangely. But, you know, that kind of sharing level is what can create that contagious effect. Shares, which is why they're so valuable on social media platforms. A share is valuable. So you want to try and encourage your audience to share your content. And the more shareable it is, which usually means they really relate to it, or it's something they haven't thought of, it gave them a shift, a difference in their feeling, that is more likely when they're going to share, whether privately or publicly. Now, in terms of word of mouth, we also need to consider that we are our biggest advocates for our podcast. I'm going to ask you one question quite simply right now, and that is, when in person did you last tell someone enthusiastically that they should listen to your podcast and that you had an episode that was perfect for them? When was the last time that you opened up WhatsApp, copy and pasted the link to your episode and went, we were talking about that the other day, I was thinking of you when I made this, take a listen. Because you have the power in your phone, in your handle ready, to share your content in a more personal way. Now, this method is not superbly sustainable all the time. Like if you're getting thousands of downloads on your podcast, you're not gonna wanna WhatsApp message them all. But in the early stages, actually, if you have had conversation with people that have made you go, I really wanna make an episode on that and address that problem, or you might even in the Facebook groups have been answering something, if you're using that technique to get known in your industry in general, you'll be going into Facebook groups and you'll be answering questions on podcasts. Well, if that's not inspiration for your podcast topics, I don't know what is, because that's one of the easiest ones. So all you do is take that and then bring it back to an episode. But that's inspiration. And then you can go back to that person saying, you know, I explained it here in a few bullet points. I've actually made a full podcast episode on it now. Here you go. Put it back in the group. What's the harm? I know some groups don't like you promoting yourself, but this is a little bit different in the way that you're promoting because you've actually made it as a result of them being there. Check with the group always. But when you've had that conversation with someone and they've been the inspiration, what chance do you think that you have of getting them to listen to it? And don't get me wrong, if you've got a strong network that you can call upon and send an episode to and they'll listen blindly, that is lovely. It's great to have the support of your friends, of fellow entrepreneurs, etc. But we're in the game of trying to get more people that are going to become leads or are already leads to moving through. So that then becomes this idea of, well, when you release an episode, share it with your prospects. The prospects that you were thinking of or that you think this episode can help with, share it with them. Because everyone's in your pipeline to be shared free information before they ever become a customer. It's what's going to build the trust. So if you are already in the stage, you've had a call, they've said, not right now, it's later on in the year, send them directly. Hey, I've got this new episode out. When we spoke on the phone, we discussed this element, and this is the podcast I think might help you. Let me know what you think of the episode. And whilst we're here, How are you getting on with XYZ? Use it as a check-in. Use it as a conversation starter. At the worst, they ignore it. At the best, they listen to it. And even better than that, they listen to it and reply to you and you get a conversation going. And it's not false. We're not doing this in a, I'm going to send it to everyone on my list. We're going to do it in a way that we're sending the right kind of episodes to people that would be interested in it. And doing it that way very directly. As I say, this is not a scalable approach. This is an early stage. I want to get more listeners on my podcast. Now, the version of that, if you are already at a higher level, is the old email list. Every single week on the Single Girl's Guide to Life, bar a few, did I send out the episode via email. And you can't see directly what that would have done. I probably could go back and see what clicks there were. But ultimately, there are going to be more that listened through their own accord, but it just jogs their memory. You become a reminder. The same way putting it on your stories works in that effect. And if you've reminded them on stories, and maybe you've done a poster grid, and maybe you've put it on your Facebook profile, and you've emailed them, there are four chances that they've seen it and think of it all at slightly different times. So even if they have happened to forget it on Thursday morning when it's released, maybe they'll see it the next day when you posted it to your stories or when you sent an email about it. It's just that reminder that gets it there. Now, when it comes to the other side of the content, no matter how many people you email, no matter how many times you post to social media, no matter how many times you just say, please send this to my podcast so I get a few downloads, if the content isn't good enough, people aren't going to continue to stay listening. One of the ways that you can keep increasing your downloads is to get people to follow, and not just follow because they're clicking follow to click follow's sake, but because they genuinely want to listen to what you've got to come next. And there's a few ways to make sure that your content is great enough. Some people call it bingeable, where they want to just keep listening to the next ones. So your content has got to be worth listening to. And I've already touched on the fact that when we send it out, we need to get their attention. And to get their attention and then to follow that up with the content, we need to do a few things. And in our business, it's going to be, to some degree, solving a problem for somebody. We're giving them enough information where we can share our experiences of what we went through when we had the same problem. So then there's a relatability piece, but also providing potential solutions of what to do, of how you solved it, of what you did. And so things that they can literally take away and apply themselves or think about and reflect for in their situation are going to be helpful. And that's in this situation, when I'm talking about podcasts, versus when I'm talking about single life, my experiences, what I did, the processes. But that's the kind of potential value that people are going to be looking for. And if it isn't solving a problem, then it's going to be the feeling that you instill in people. So I've already mentioned relatability piece, like I feel seen, heard, understood. A lot of people listen to podcasts for entertainment. Now, we're not necessarily in the game of entertainment. You can still be entertaining whilst you present, of course. You want to have dynamics in your voice. You want to have little ways of presenting. I use my hands. I've suddenly started using my hands like a lot more now that I'm focusing on this bit. But as a teacher of 8 years, I'm used to making maths interesting and being a little bit entertaining. I'm not a funny person by trade, so don't start thinking that I am. But it's got to be dynamic enough for people to want to listen. And the podcasts that do the absolute best in this industry overall are the entertaining ones. They're the funny ones, the comedy ones. But that is a numbers game. It's very different to business, where you're trying to use it as part of your lead generation process. But the more interesting and entertaining you can make it, the better. And that comes down to having a little bit of personality. And it doesn't mean you have to be like me. I can imagine that sometimes you listen, you're like, but I'm just not like that. I'm not as bubbly, if that's a word that gets used to describe me, maybe. Or, oh, you're so engaging to listen to. I get that. But there are ways to develop your technique as a speaker that are still within your realm. We always used to say in teaching, you can only really teach within 10% of your personality style. We can't change you as a person. And I'm quite dynamic. I'm quite quick in the way that I talk to quite an intellectual level sometimes, quite long sentences. Like, that's going to only attract a certain group of people most of the time. And you will be the same, whatever your style is. And that is what will bring the intrigue or the entertainment in your version. Because my entertainment is bold and bubbly, whereas other people's entertainment is calm, soft. And people enjoy that kind of style even more. But I try and present in a way that's very authentic to me. You can see I could channel it, but I don't want to have to present like that every week because it's not aligned to me. And it comes back to that authenticity. So you've got personality, authenticity, and then storytelling. We like to be able to tell stories. I've not told any specific stories in this episode. There's a time and a place for stories to creep in. And I'm becoming very well aware of the time that my podcast episodes take. So I'm trying to keep them succinct, and we're getting towards the end of time. So a story in this episode doesn't make sense. I feel like I've given you a lot of information, practical ideas to go away and think about, and a story doesn't really fit. But a story can be powerful, especially if it really relates to what you're trying to say. And I often give reference to The Single Girl's Guide to Life. There are plenty of other stories that I have shared on previous episodes. You don't have to have a story every episode, but it is a technique to think about and include in your process to make your podcast stand out compared to others. I've already talked previously on an episode, which I'll make sure is in the show notes, on making sure that you stand out online by having an opinion. This one has less opinion in it. Other people might say, well, there's other ways to promote your podcast, like PR and press. Very true, there are. I think they're also valuable. They're not always accessible to people, in my opinion. So making sure that your content represents you and your brand is one thing, because then you're going to attract the right people in. Then you've got to think about the shareable content, the stuff that's useful, makes them feel a certain way, and gets people listening for longer. And then there's structure behind what you're doing and making sure that it is consistent. And by consistency, I don't mean posting every week, though I think that that's a very important part of podcasting because you want to fit into people's lives. But by consistency, I mean the consistency that you show up. The consistency of what you talk about, so that your podcast is not just like, I'm going to talk about anything I want to talk about each week. Because that means that me as an audience member, as a listener, I don't know what I'm going to get each week. And unless I'm really sold on you as a person and that's it, which again, I want something out of this. So unless you're already a celebrity, I don't really know what I'm getting out of it just by it being you. But you've got to have a way that people know what they're going to get from your podcast. So from The Single Girl's Guide to Life, it was always about single life. Everything and anything to do with that, mostly from a millennial perspective, a child-free millennial perspective. And I threw divorce in there because that was my experience, but I realised that wasn't the experience of most people in my audience, but it's very much part of my story. I just didn't yap on about it. I think one in every, I would reference it in most, but to really go in on it, one in every eight, say, I'd talk about the end of a relationship more than I would divorce. On this podcast, we're actually in the experimentation phase, and welcome, I'm inviting you in on the experiment. So I want to investigate the idea of hyper niches and niching. Niching always scares people. I've niched into teaching people about podcasts, getting more leads through podcasting, starting a podcast, growing a podcast, etc. My podcast was always a little bit broader than that, based on how that worked for The Single Girl's Guide to Life. I'm about to head into an experimentation phase where we're going into a hyper niche, and every episode is in some way about podcasting. And there's a few different content pillars I've got, but I still have those content pillars. So welcome to the first official episode that is directly just about podcast. You'd have heard it before. This podcast has episodes on podcasts, but it was always intermixed with online visibility in general. This is going that next layer in on niching, the one that scares everyone. And I'm going to see for 90 days what it does. But even then, I have content pillars. I have four that I'm going to stick between, and I can change them if I think one's not working, but I've mapped out 12 weeks. So as far as I'm concerned, I found 12 titles that worked within that content pillars. I did the same for The Single Girl's Guide to Life. Two became very, very apparent early on. Well, three, but two came as a result of experimenting. So the first was single life, second dating, third loneliness. The fourth changed quite a lot, never really settled on it. It was making friends, it was solo trips. It was kind of blurry, that one, but it kept me in my lane and people knew what to expect from my podcast. And it wasn't all about dating. I really didn't want to talk all about dating. It wasn't all about being lonely in single life. There was a variety and that seemed to work to some degree. But I do wonder now, especially with me trying hyper-niching here, what would have happened if I had just solidly gone dating? And that's why I feel compelled to do this now. So I'm not saying that that is exactly what works, but what it does mean is that I'm consistent. No matter what my approach is, Single Girl's Guide to Life, Big Vision Business Owners version one, which was online visibility and being seen as a big vision business owner, this one, very much podcast, it's going to be interesting to see what effect that is, but always had four content pillars, kept me in my lane, and I knew what kinds of things I was going to talk about, so my audience knew what to expect each week, and it would help them know what they were going to get, what the topics were going to be, what I was about. Ta-da. And that's going to then, if they like it, they're going to come back, or they're going to binge your episodes. There are two types of listeners, the ones that are going to listen consistently week on week, and there are those that, once they find you, just want to listen to everything, or a good amount. So that summarizes how you can get your podcast seen by more people, to double your views, to find ways that you might have overlooked or might not have been executing properly. Promotion and content. Think of ways that you can get specific people to listen to your episode and make sure your episode is bloody good enough for them to want to listen more, to want to share it with other people privately, and for you to get some amazing clips and quotes out of it so you can promote your own podcast to other people. Until next time, everybody, keep changing the way the world thinks, one podcast at a time.